Welcome to another episode from the JIA Network. Tonight we've got Josh, Ian, and Ariana once again for you to listen to, and I guess we're going to talk more about our... we're going to listen. And we're going to talk more about our childhood memories and maybe things that we may have that's been passed on. And as I'm thinking about this now, it can be things that have been passed on maybe physically or genetically or even mentally. There we go.
That sounds horrible. Like rickets or something?
Well, I'm thinking because you guys are talking about things that our loved ones left behind for us.
Oh, right. I get you.
So things that have been passed on.
Yeah. So, but see if you can maybe not just physically, but genetically, like artists and stuff and writing.
That's a good point.
Yeah, so I just kind of thought about that off the top of my head as I was doing the intro.
That's why we pay you the big bucks.
Yeah, I get paid lots of money. I'm rich. So, yeah. So, Ian had a really cool check that he showed us, and maybe he can talk more about that.
I thought you were starting.
Nope, this is the intro. Now I'm passing it on to you.
Gosh, it's... She did just to aggravate you.
No, not really. Yeah, so, gosh, 2017 probably, I went into this abandoned house in Humboldt, which is the small, crappy little corn-fed town I live outside of, and went upstairs and found this big plastic tote thing full of stuff from, like, the 20s, 30s, like old sheet music, old canceled checks, books and all sorts of stuff. And in this large stack of checks from the 20s, I found a check that was wrote to my grandfather's great uncle. So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
To have something that from 1926, like, that wasn't already in the family, that just kind of stumble upon something like that was pretty cool.
That's not always that you just stumble up on something like that looking through things.
No.
What was really cool is, obviously I was neat holding something from that long ago, but the check was written for $3.06, which would have been, or 8 cents, something like that. But it would have been a lot of money back
then.
Yeah,
8 cents.
Yeah. So, nowadays that's like nothing, but back then you had to write a check for $3 and 8 cents.
Probably like $300.
Yeah, so it was
$20.
Yeah, so it's probably like a
especially
lot.
Especially getting close, do you think, like the 30s with the Great Depression and money just was not good for people. Like just kind of a lot like today, just with different circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of bad things going on with the economy now. That's a whole nother can of worms.
Let's not go there right now.
Yeah.
Just make ourselves depressed.
That just made me sleepy. You said can of worms and I yawned.
What about worms make you sleepy?
No, I just meant I knew what she was talking about.
Oh.
Just the thought of it was freaking exhausting. I
thought you were saying worms make you sleepy.
No.
Okay. They do, but only when I put them in my underwear.
Ew! All right. Let no one know tonight that Ian just said he puts worms in his underwear.
See, I might not have heard it, but now that you're repeating.
That's a kind of fetish
you have. Well, if people pay enough.
Oh, God.
Go ahead. I'll keep my mouth shut. I'm getting way off topic.
Joshy, what do you got?
Well, you mean as an heirloom kind of thing?
Heirloom, it could be physical or genetic or whatever.
Well, I have physical and genetic. My grandpa gave me this, when he died, I got his pocket watch, it's pretty cool. It's an old fashioned, pocket watch, and he got it on, I think one of his wedding anniversaries with my grandma, and yeah, it needs to be like, needs to be fixed. It can't run, but it's a nice little piece. I mean, it's really looks nice. And then genetically, I'd say from my uncle, who sadly has also passed on, my uncle has a great interest in history, and he had a great interest in history, and I got that from him. I got really interested in history. I really was from the very beginning, but he might have had some influence in that too. So yeah.
Very cool. I've seen the pocket watch. It is very neat.
Yeah.
Oh, and you have a really old Bible here in our living room.
Yes, I do. Oh, how could I forget that? The family Bible. Yeah.
It's from like the 1800s?
Yeah, it's like from 1860 something, and it's like a...
Oh, wow.
It's a, you can look at it again if you want to. You can pick it up and look at it.
Oh, so I've seen that here all the time.
Yeah.
I know
it. It's like ancient tome from way back. Like, it's and it's got like illustrations.
Oh my goodness,
yeah. And like, it's really old. 18, but it's well preserved, very well preserved.
Yeah, you could beat the poltergeist out of someone with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe like, if we get a chance, we can take some pictures of some of this physical stuff and share it on the JIA Facebook page of this old stuff that we have.
Yeah.
And share it to go along with
William Wesley Annis, Family Bible 1890. Wow. That's amazing.
1890. Okay, so I was a couple decades.
Oh, you
off.
Just flipped a six or a nine. No biggie.
The Holy Scriptures for their various and matchless excellences. Sorry.
Yeah, and it's got pictures in it too, I think, don't it?
Huh?
Does that have pictures and stuff in
it?
Yeah, it
has a lot of illustrations.
Yeah, a lot of illustrations.
Modern
and stuff.
Jerusalem.
Yeah, it's really awesome because I know that was one thing you were asking your parents about was the family Bible, right?
Yeah.
You're
it's
like
a dictionary in the front. That's really neat.
Yeah, it's awesome. So we have that sitting on our living room table all the time. So we got that. And then, of course, I have my own little Bible on the table, but it's not old. It's the most recent one I bought for myself.
I also got Thunderheart the Barbarian on DVD.
Yeah, that's Josh's.
That's not from 1890. But
no.
Equally old.
Yeah. So, yeah. Stuff that I have. So there's a story. There's a painting that my grandma, June Brandon Cherry, painted. I asked her for a, she was wanting to give me a graduation, high school graduation present. She said, what do you want? I said, I want you to paint me a painting. And she asked me what I wanted to paint of. And I said, like a sunset with over the ocean with palm trees. Back when I used to like palm trees until I saw what they really look like. And I don't like them anymore. But still, it's a very nice painting. It's very cool. But the thing is, I didn't get it until a lot of years later. I ended up getting it as a Christmas present, I think, about 5 years later. My Aunt Sissy made the frame that went around it, and my grandma signed it. And she used to paint along to Bob Ross. That's she was a very good artist. She was a very good writer. She would show me a lot of the stuff that she wrote. She used to kind of go out and about. She'd sit in the car and she'd observe people and watch people and make stories about them. And she was real thoughtful, kind of like I was, thinking a lot about life and writing a lot of poems about life. So my grandma also wrote poetry. And grandma kind of, the Cherry side of the family, kind of passed that genetic trait on to some of us kids. And I like to think that I've got some of that artistic trait as well as the writing. So while she passed on this painting that I finally got years later, and I also have the talent of art and writing, so, which is kind of cool. And every once in a while, you know, you can sit, I like watching Bob Ross because he's so calming. We were watching it yesterday. So, but I think it's neat. I like to picture my grandma. She was all set up with her little easel and her painting, and she'd just be painting along with them. And then before she got really sick, she got this long piece of white paper, and we laid it down in her kitchen. And instead of using oils, because they're much more expensive and they take longer to dry, we got some acrylic paints out. And I remember her and I sat, and we painted nothing but trees on the long piece of white paper. She was going to give me painting lessons, and so we started out with trees, but then she got really sick. Yeah, so she passed away in 2009.
So what happened to it?
The painting?
Yeah.
I still have it. It's in, I got to hang it up, but the frame is a little broken, so I got to get it glued back together with wood glue. It's been through a lot of moves. But I'm going to hang it in my office. So.
What happened to the big piece of paper? That?
I don't know what she did with that piece of paper.
That'd be neat to have.
Yeah, because we were doing trees on it. It was fun. So.
I feel like I didn't say anything like genetically.
Oh, if you have something, you can say something.
Well, I was thinking like my grandpa was really skilled at just creating things. He took machinery classes at Tuscola and invented what I'm sure the original before whoever else decided to come up with basically the same thing. What their belly mowers, like the Amish use. Those huge push mowers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My grandpa made something a lot like that, but never got it patented. So he was pretty efficient at making stuff. And my grandma's brother, Ross, was, he studied, he was a art teacher at some Indiana university. He was a really good painter, and he made stuff like, took random parts of machines. Like, I think he took like a part of an old coffee maker and random stuff and made like a tiny, not like a tractor, but like a steam engine. It was a little tiny steam engine just out of like little random parts. So I kind of feel like, I don't know, I do little art, and still I don't really call it art, but those little paint pictures I do, and then like, just other stuff I feel creative about, kind of feel like maybe I got that from them.
That's cool.
And then my dad's side of the family, I seem to have like these lines in my face when I smile. They're real prevalent, and I have a picture of my grandpa, and it has like the same exact line. So that made me think of something like,
oh, yeah,
physical that I inherited was some goofy lines when I smiled.
Oh, you talk about physical, then I guess you can say I inherited the cherry forehead. It, seriously, we all have it, like a lot of us. Like, my dad's kind of got one, and I did, and our little, oh my little niece Blair doesn't have as much, but McKinley, she's got that little cherry forehead going on, and that's just something we kind of call. And
you got a peach pit in there somewhere?
I don't know.
A peach pit? I guess it wouldn't be a peach pit, it'd be a cherry pit. Peach pit and a cherry forehead would not make sense.
My dad used to have this saying, oh my god. And I think, I don't know where he got it, but you know, my poor brother, it took him a while to grow in his head when he was a baby, so it looked like he had a big head. So, you know, my dad, you know, he'd like push his hands back and his hair back on his forehead and be like, look at the hair on that one. So, and dad was just joking. He wasn't being mean. Yeah, dad would do stuff like that. But, yeah, we call it the cherry forehead. Yay, that's what I got.
CFH.
Huh?
The CFH.
Yeah. So that's probably what genetically I inherited in physical traits. Did Josh have any physical genetic traits?
You mean that my parents have?
Oh, not your parents.
Did you get your grandma's long, glowing locks? Is that where you get
it? Yeah, your nice, flowy. Oh, you know what Josh has?
He has
these long, pretty little eyelashes.
Oh, yeah.
That any women would die for. And it's not fair.
And he's got hair like a glam rocker.
Yeah, but I don't know if you've got those from any of your family.
I don't.
He just got lucky. So, yeah.
What was that you said? Eyelashes any woman would die for?
Yes.
Damn, Josh.
They're nice and full and long. You know, I have to make mine look long by putting mascara on them to plump them up. Hello.
I have the anise nose.
Oh, kind of, yeah.
That's anises. They're nosy from our noses. So.
That's why he's so nosy.
Yeah. Grandpa. I'm not as nosy as you are about that.
Grandpa's side of the family has really big ears, but I feel like I didn't necessarily inherit big ears.
I didn't have big ears, but I didn't notice my ears until I got my hair cut short. And I'm like, oh, there they are.
I am blind, and my dad and my mom and my grandpa and my grandma had glasses, so I guess bad eyesight.
Yeah.
It's not a good inheritance, but
I got bad eyesight, but I don't think it was inherited. So, yeah. Mostly it's just the cherry forehead. I think that's, yeah, I'm trying to think. Well, it's sad, but I don't like to like really mention about, you know, since my parents got split up, but my mom did give me her wedding rings.
Oh, that's cool.
So I have her wedding rings.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, but it's still sad because I have them because they split up.
Yeah.
So.
But then again, that'd be, I mean, like, my mom and dad were never married.
Yeah. But, oh. Well, yeah, but she did. She gave me their wedding rings. So I have her wedding rings. So, you know, I guess I've got that. And I think that's the coffee table that I want that's at someone else's house is what I'd like to have just put somewhere, because that's what I always hit my head on a lot all the time with my cherry forehead when I was a little kid. I'd lay underneath it, and I don't know how many times I bought my head on that stupid coffee table. It's my fault.
The last thing I can think of is we do have my great-grandpa's canes.
Oh, that's neat.
And I remember using one in a school production when I played Mr. Scrooge.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome.
It's neat to have stuff like that, to be able to look back and go, like, wow, this is old. It's been through a lot of different households. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if this so-and-so or whatever could talk, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's all I have.
Say for me, boss.
Boss. What about Josh? Is he all done too?
Yeah.
Josh is perusing Facebook for Trump supporters.
Ew. Sorry.
No, I'm not looking to get in a fight tonight.
I think Finfin has, he's been chilling by the mic.
Yeah. Finley's by the mic, but I don't know if he has anything he wants to pass on. He's sleeping. He's been sleeping the whole time.
So cute.
He's so cute when he sleeps. I'll have to put a picture of him on there, too.
I took a picture of him like
Aww.
That because it's just adorable.
Yes, Finley is so adorable. I love watching him sleep. He's like a small child. He also likes to be held while I sit in the rocking chair.
Oh,
yeah.
Adorable.
He likes to be rocked. Well, we're almost close at 20 minutes, which is not too bad, and I think people will like hearing and stuff. So maybe if you've listened to this, maybe you can comment when we share this link on Facebook. What if you have any old items that's been passed on to your family, or maybe physical genetic traits or any talents that have been passed on, you can leave your comments on Facebook and let us know. That would be really awesome to share. So thank you for listening. And the three of us will be together again at some point. Just to let you all know, this is a safe episode. We're all physically distanced and spaced out with the microphone literally in the middle of the room.
Don't lie. We're literally all in one milk crate right now.
So that's why some of us, you know, are kind of off to the side. And I turned up the volume hoping it would catch all of us. So
I love how you had to mention we're social distancing. Like, someone's going to be, like, moving their finger in a really up and down hard motion, like, you mother sons of sons of... How dare you podcast and not social distance? Well, we always have. Like,
yeah,
honestly,
I know.
We've always,
pretty much have said.
Even at your old place, we're
yeah.
always pretty much 6 feet apart. So
yeah.
It's not really changed much.
No.
Except my mask broke.
Yeah, it's okay. So, again, comment your, you know, favorite, if you have any favorite things about this episode, or if you have old things that have been passed on. So, I guess that's it for now, and you can always stay tuned, listen to our archives, or wait for our next episode. So, it was nice being here again, and you have a great day.
Night. Evening.
Great evening. Yes. Every you have a great evening, but they could be listening to it during the day. So they could be having a great day or a great evening.
Happy Flumpter Day.
Yay.